Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I am Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr. In quarter number one, T. Frank, we did a countdown, your five players who were the make or break, and we got from number five down to number two. We held off at number one. Let's break the tension. Let's let people know who we're talking about.
It's Sean Clifford. And, the whole thing rests on his shoulders. No pressure, but yeah, it's all about Sean Clifford.
Oh, man, I was guessing Mike Miranda, too.
You know, somebody did say they would have swapped out Mike Miranda for Keandre Lambert-Smith on the list at number five, and I respect that. I think Miranda's a good player, and then all he has to learn how to do is snap the ball. Like, really, I think he knows protections well enough, and he just has to – he's, again, more of a known entity, in my opinion.
So we're going to start Clifford. Talking Mike Miranda now. Well, I'll tell you what. Ross Tucker, if he were here, he would lobby for the importance of an offensive lineman, okay?
To snap. You're right. My apologies to Ross. Yes, the ability to snap is very important. It really is.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard Ross's story. He talked about Tom Brady and what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady. Yeah. And Ross got to play for the Patriots a while, and he said, as a center – guys, the practice, you snap the ball, okay, that's fine. He said, not with Tom Brady. He went into this full analysis of how he wants the ball snapped. He got really into it. So that's, again, part of why Ross would say that's so important. But enough about Mike Miranda. We're here to talk Sean Clifford. And 2 years ago, in the 2019 season, as a first-year starter, I thought Sean Clifford had a nice season. He wasn't great, but I thought he did a pretty good job, and he was ready in 2020. I expected him to make that next step as a second-year starter, now a veteran. T. Frank, what happened?
So you said he had a nice season, wasn't outstanding. A lot of his flaws were exacerbated in 2020 by the offense, the switch to the new system, and everything else that happened. So we've talked about, again, the things that he needs to improve on in previous shows. And in 2020, he was never good with pocket presence in 2019. It was something that you were hoping he would get better at as you watched him. But that offense in 2019 relied largely on their ground game, running the football, and Sean Clifford filled in the gaps when he needed to. But really, whenever they had to close out a game or get a big drive, that was a run-heavy offense. And then that evaporated in 2020, and they tried to put – and I think part of it was they also tried to evolve. They said, okay, it's now Sean Clifford's time. We got a new offense that is going to accentuate his downfield passing. It's going to open up through RPOs and play action, all of these big shots. And then after the Indiana game, that all kind of came crashing down because of the turnovers and throwing the ball to the other team in some mystifying ways. So all of those problems were compounded in 2020. And that is why I think, I don't ever think Sean Clifford is going to be what I thought he was going to be when I first saw him. I thought he could be a day two pick in the NFL draft based on his potential ceiling with his velocity and his accuracy and all these things. But the mental side, the decision-making, and the under-pressure stuff has been very bad. And it hasn't gotten any better, and I think 2020 exacerbated all of those problems. But that's also why I'm going to give him the opportunity to play better in 2021, because 2020 was so exceptional. I think there are enough things that I've seen that if you just put him in better situations and you give him a better game script, better things will happen with Sean Clifford. I don't think he's a complete lost soul. Now, he has to play better. There are obvious areas where he has to play better. And James Franklin, the coaching staff, everyone knows that. So that's going to be the decision going into 2021.
All right, let's hit those areas for improvement. What are the specific things that you're looking from him that would be indicators of improvement this year?
Oh boy. So we'll start with the basic stuff, I think, and that's where you can see improvement. And it's going to be knowing where to go with the football, not predetermining your reads. That's the biggest thing that I think I've seen on tape of Sean Clifford in 2019 that was a problem. And again, the new offense, third offense in 3 years, that's going to make all this difficult, but mastering the offense and playing under control, mentally under control. That's going to be the biggest thing for Sean Clifford, is knowing what to do with the football and having a good grasp of it. I don't know if he's going to have it mastered the way you would if you were in the same offense for 3 years, but having some sort of control over the offense and not predetermining where you're going to go with the football before you throw the football, because that was a big problem in my film study. And the second thing is, if things are different after the snap, don't panic, because the pocket presence and the stuff under pressure, a lot of it happens when something after the snap he's not expecting happens, and it's not always just about the pass rush. Now, one of those things has to improve, whether or not, even if he isn't knowing exactly what he's seeing all times, as long as he stays under control and works through what he knows about football. Again, because coverages are all largely the same. So there's only so many ways to slice the field in man or zone coverage, and if you know what you're looking at, you can know where to go with the football if your brain will allow you to process that information. To me, that's the biggest thing. And that's kind of the long term with Sean Clifford, is can he master his emotions in the moment and make plays? Because again, as I've said 1,000 times, I think he knows the answers. It's just translating them to the field.
You mentioned there's only so many ways for the defense to play, and we typically think of zone versus man-to-man. And now I'm going to do a little foreshadowing. One of your teammates on For the Bloggy is Coach Nick Caduti, and he did a wonderful video on Mike Yurcich's offense. And one of the things he talked about was very wide splits, and he made the comment, and you made me think of it when you said there's only so many things that you could do. His offense was designed by putting those guys wide. He made the comment, I don't care if they're zone or man-to-man. It's man-to-man at this point, because right. You've right. isolated those players. Will that type of – can Yurcich have a difference, create that kind of thing that will make it easier for Sean Clifford to read the defense?
Well, that's the hope. Truthfully, that's what you got to hope if you're a Penn State fan, is that the answer is the offense and the offensive coordinator, Mike Yurcich, is, yeah, when you put certain zones in certain situations, there are rules to everything. So you don't know what you're going to get when you step on the field for a defense. You have done your film study, the defensive coordinator, the players, they're all as much as they can be on the same page about what they're expecting. But you have rules for when it isn't what you're expecting, or for certain situations. And with certain zone coverages, if you put them in certain situations, they become man coverage. And then you can dictate through terms what you're going to get. That's the goal, is that you dictate the terms so that you know what you're going to do and you're going to throw the football to the right spot. And that is, I think, the biggest hope for Penn State is that Mike Yurcich's Big 12 offense is going to come in and give some of those advanced passing concepts where Sean Clifford isn't having to throw into tight windows downfield where there's not a lot of hope. So this is another one of those things. On the flip side, what happened a lot last year is they would get into third down situations and the defense would dictate by their alignment what the offense was going to do. So they would play up in some three deep looks. That means that there's a single high safety, and if you're going to attack anywhere, you want to attack where there aren't players. So that means you're going to throw a go ball. You're going to adjust your offense, or that was what was called, and it's third and two, and you're throwing a fade in the middle of the field, which is a low percentage throw. So you can get goaded into throwing a lot of really, you know, low percentage plays on third down. Now, they couldn't run the ball to just say, you know what, we're going to run the ball and get the third down conversion anyway. So they were putting Sean Clifford where he was throwing a lot of low percentage passes into unfavorable coverages, and then either Jahan Dotson made insane plays and overcame it, or it was a punt. It was fourth down. So getting out of those situations where the defense is dictating to you what you're going to do, and getting into situations where through alignment and through good scheme playing and motion is a big part of this offense, getting players in positions where you've got a linebacker versus a receiver or something like that. Those are all going to be things that if you can force the defense to break its own rules, you can get favorable matchups. Those are the things that I think are going to put Sean Clifford in a better position to succeed this year than he was last year.
Well, the statistic from last year that I've brought up multiple times here, but I just think it's very telling, is in their 0-5 start, Sean Clifford threw 8 interceptions. In their 4-win streak to finish the season, he threw 1 interception. Was that Sean Clifford getting better, or was that Kirk Ciarrocca protecting him?
That was the offense going into a shell. And so on the flip side of that, and I had Austin Gale of PFF on for my last podcast. You want to check that out for the bloggy. We talk about that, of the turnover-worthy play where you put the ball in harm's way. That's a PFF stat of balls that can be intercepted whether they are or not, was like around 3-5%. But his big time throw, meaning you beat the defense with a good throw, was below 2%. So the conservatism after the first game was off the charts. Like it tanked because he put the ball in harm's way too many times, and that was what caused them to be in the situation at the end of the game. Now he, on the flip side, did throw some great balls and basically won them the game, and then the terrible overtime and everything that happened for Penn State fans all unfolded the way it did. But after that, they became very conservative, protect the football, don't put it in harm's way. And I think that really changed the tone of 2020, you know, for the negative, because I think with Sean Clifford, he became pathologically conservative to the point that he wouldn't throw the football. And we saw at the end of the season, they completely schemed away any sort of like big throws where he had to make decisions down the field based on the coverage he was seeing. And it was much more point and shoot.
In the last half minute that we have, T. Frank, what are we going to see in 2021 from Sean Clifford?
You know, just from a aesthetics perspective, so that we don't see, I don't think we'll see as many QB runs. That will be a part of the offense. It will not go away, but the scheme and the offense should dictate better favorable matchups where Clifford actually throws the football. And I'm a big fan of the outside zone. I think they're going to implement that this year, which will open up some bootlegs and some easy throws for him to hit on the move, so he's not always in the pocket where his weaknesses can be exploited. So I think we're going to see more efficiency and a little more aggressiveness by design from Sean Clifford.
We all look forward to finding out the answer to that. T. Frank, that was fantastic. Guess what? Quarter number 3, it's not Ask Greg, it's Ask T. Frank. Stay tuned for that.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.